My name is Lin Hsin. I'm from USDA ARS, Stoneville, Mississippi. I'm going to present my research on association between SSR markers and fiber-related traits using an exotic germ plasm population derived from multiple crosses among tetraploid species in Gossypium. I'm sure some of you here are familiar with association mapping, but some of you may not familiar with this. Based on these people, the association was defined as the polymorphic fragments are identified with significant higher frequency in one type of phenotype than contrasting phenotype. For me, I prefer a simpler and simpler definition. It's an approach to identify marker phenotype association based on linkage disequilibrium using natural population, or cultivars, or even breeders' population. In a traditional linkage-based QDL mapping, you have to do identify the polymorphic primers first in a given segregation population. And the next, you calculate distance among the polymorphic markers. Then you identify which markers is more probable linked to QDL based on the linkage information. When you do associate mapping, you identify polymorphic markers in those cultivars and breeding lines. Here, the linkage information is not necessary, but you can use mapped markers. It will help you. Now you calculate the linkage disequilibrium and population structure. Since you're using breeding lines or cultivars, you're actually working on more complicated the genetic background. So you're actually analyzing multiple alleles at a time instead of two alleles here. So the QDL identified in associated mapping may better represent the genetic diversity in germplasm you identified. This is the procedure I did in this research. The first step, I identify the polymorphic markers. And then I have to do an initial estimate of the association. I did a mean comparison between the presence and absence of the markers. I have to shuffle the samples at least 1,000 times to determine the threshold value of significance. Then I analyze population structures and genetic differentiation, and then put this information in a model to calculate association. The objectives of this research is to identify the polymorphic SS markers in a germplasm derived from multiple crosses among tetraploid species in Gossypium, and also analyze population structures and the effect of the population structure on association, and also identify the confirmed association with the population structure information. This germplasm was initiated by Phil Miners. Some of you may know him. He is a scientist in NC State in the 60s and 70s. He crossed the 12 cultivar strains in Hirsutum with Barberdens palmatosum, Master Lilium and Doinium. The generation after F2 were maintained in an isolated spot surrounded by woods in North Carolina. At that time, the bee activity was very high. Dr. Meredith made an estimate there, the outcrossing rate exceeding 50%. So the population were maintained there for 11 generations under a partial random mating. Then a subsection of this population was transferred to Stoneville, Mississippi, 2,000 plants. It was maintained there under a predominant selfie environment for 12 generations. In 2004, when I was hired there, I randomly collected 260 plants, grow them into 260 inbreeding lines. The field evaluation of these 260 lines were conducted in 2005 and 2006 under three environments. The environment was defined as the field location and environment and year. Environment 1, field location 1, 2005. Environment 2, field location 2 in 2005. Environment 3, location 1 in 2006. Each line was grown into a single row plot. The fiber sample was sent to a star lab in Nashville for fiber quality analysis. This slide shows a mean value and a mean square of ANOVA analysis. For these properties, it consists the genetic effect and environment effect are highly significant for all these fiber properties. The G by E is significant for some of these properties, but it is relatively small. It is small relative to genotypic effect. The genotypic effect is at least 5 times greater than G by E. So this highly significant genotypic effect tells me there is a potential to identify the potential between microsatellites and these traits. The microsatellites, the primers were, for instance, labeled. I extracted DNA from these 260 lines and the amplified DNA. The amplified DNA products were preceded by crepitant electrophoresis using a DNA analyzer. Each peak here, you see, is a fragment, actually. These fragments were scored as 1, 0. There's 1 represent presence, and 0 represent absence of fragment. For convenience, each of these alleles were considered as 1 locus in this analysis. For population analysis, I use software structure. For genetics differential analysis, I use AFLP-SURF. These are some parameters I used in this population analysis. And here you see the K number is the number of groups or number of substructures. I analyzed from 1 to 10 K numbers. The one with highest likelihood will be determined as the number of groups in this or number of substructure in this population. The genetic differentiation were analyzed using a FST value, which is a Wright's index. It's analyzed using these softwares developed by Wickmans. I use a simple ANOVA model. After I have the structure information, I put it here as a main factor structure and markers. Also structure-marker interaction. I put the rest area as a residual. I also created a within group. Within group means I keep remove the substructures or groups until genetic differentiation or FST values reduce to zero or near zero. Then the remaining groups, I artificially call it a within group. So then I do, the first I did was an initial analysis for mean comparison. If I see those markers significant, then I put them in these markers. If I see the within group, the ANOVA is significant. So that's the confirmed association. Otherwise, if I see significant interaction between structure and markers, And also, the within group is not significant. Then I know it's force association. It's attributed to population structures. Okay? Totally, I analyzed the 84 primer pairs. 260 polymorphic markers were identified. The average is 3.5 for each. I identified six substructures in these populations. So the K equal to 6. You can see about half of lines filled group with high probabilities. I put these lines in a group I call it mixed group. So these groups have mixed genetic background, ancestral genetic background. Okay. The overall, this slide shows you the genetic differential analysis. In the overall population, the FST value is 0.37, it's highly significant. Then I remove those substructures until FST value reduced to 0.05. You can hear, although it's still highly significant, but it only explains about 5% of total variation here. So now I only have group 6 and mixed group. About 170 lines left remain. This is my within group. Okay. Now I analyze the average of these fiber traits. So I have linear percent, the bow weight, the micromere. And these traits, the average of these traits were highly significant and different among these substructures. So this tells me the population structures did affect these traits. So that means I did have to use population substructure in the model. This slide can tell you some details how I did this. For these markers, BNL285, for linear percent, when I did the mean comparison, it is significantly different. It is a 30.9 when the markers present, 33% for the absence of markers. So this tells me there's a possible association for this marker and the mean percent. The next step, I put this in ANOVA, and the F-test showed within group is highly significant. So that confirmed this association. It is independent of population structure. The same is for bow weight. For next marker, the BNL462, the initial analysis, the mean comparison tell me there is a possible association. But when I put it in this model, the interaction is significant, but the within group is not significant for ANOVA analysis. So that tells me it's a false linkage, it's a false association as attributed to population structure. For this one, SIR-152 for micronair, the initial analysis is significant, but the interaction, both interaction and within group are not significant. So this tells me it's a false association, but I cannot attribute this to population structure since there is no interaction here. And in summary, I have this number of markers identified for association. The first column shows the number of markers. They are significant in t-test. Okay, mean comparison. The second column shows the number of these markers with confirmed association. The third column shows the number of markers with false association that can be attributed to population structures. You can see the effect of population structure is different among different traits. For micronair, there's no marker can be attributed to population structures. There may be a more dramatic effect in linear percent. About half of the markers relate to population structure. Okay. All these markers are about 26 here. All these are confirmed for their associations. This value tell you the total variation. This marker explained for these traits. It ranges from 10% to 36%. Some of these markers are very promising. I could identify them on this published QTL mapping. There looks like their chromosome location is consistent. So these markers are transferable. Looks like they're transferable among different genetic populations. All the rest of the markers, they're either I cannot identify those previous work, or they may locate to different regions for this QTL. I still need to look for more QTL mapping available ones. So in conclusion, I have 27 marker trait association identified. The population structure effect is different among different traits. The PCR work is conducted in MSA genome labs, as in Dr. Schaeffler's lab. Also, I want thanks to Jack. We have collaboration on the evaluation of those lines. Asma has helped me localize those primers and chromosome. I also want to thank Judy to give me some very useful information about those primers when I start these studies. Thanks. Question, please.